Welcome to the Transformative Virtual Summit, brought to you today by the Public Speakers Association. I'm so excited to introduce to you the most wonderful woman, Ms. Linda Larson-Schlitz. Linda, why don't you take it from here?
Hey, thank you, Tanya. I'm really glad to be here today. Always challenges in life, but that's kind of what my talk is about today is, you know what, shift happens. It just does. And there is always things that we are going to have to be dealing with in life that we may or may not want to deal with. So I'm excited to be able to share with the audience some tools for the trade that I've come up with that I use in my own life, and how to deal with things that you're not expecting, and how to actually turn those very things around in order to be what I call a paradigm pioneer. It's a challenge to look at the kinds of things that we deal with in life and make them not only something that we can now cope with, but something that we will be able to change the world with those very events that have caused us such great difficulty. My most recent thing that I've had to deal with that was very difficult was that just a couple weeks ago my little brother died, and it was very disheartening because he was my younger brother. And how do you deal with that? How do you deal with death? How do you deal with somebody that shouldn't have died so young, and yet they did? My way of dealing with it is to look at what can people learn, what can they take from that life, how can we turn it around for good? And so my brother, he struggled like I did many years ago with alcoholism. And now this is a very difficult thing. And so many people who struggle with addiction, struggle with mental illness, struggle with things that really have them in what I call bondage, they feel like there is nothing positive coming out of things. And when you hear people that die early, they say, oh, what a waste of a life. No, it's not a waste of a life. My brother lived a wonderful, full life. He had tons of friends. He made a big impact on hundreds, if thousands of people over the years of his 55 years that he was in existence. And yes, he did die young, but the positive thing that came of that his pastor talked about was the stigma of alcoholism and how we have taken that and made it such a taboo word to talk about, such a negative thing, like it is a moral defect or it's just a person's not having the willpower, when really what people suffer with is a disease. It's a disease that causes people to not have the capability of making good choices once they pick up that first drink or that first drug, or with foodaholics, that first piece of chocolate cake. It really, truly affects the body in a way that pushes them. So how do we take these negative issues and negative things and turn them for good? Well, the paradigm pioneer thing, I was once called a paradigm pioneer, unafraid to challenge the status quo. And what that means is you're not afraid to look at things differently. You're not afraid to take what other people probably wouldn't want to talk about or are afraid to talk about and make it something that others can learn from. So in this circumstance, if anybody out there can learn that you need to ask for help, you need to get help, we need a friendlier system where people can get the help that they need for problems that they may have with addictions and with mental illness. Those are my two big things in my life that I am really passionate about helping people with, is how to get past the stigma of mental illness and substance abuse in the workforce, in the school system, in society, because unless we can look differently at who we are and who people are, they're never going to be able to reach their full potential. Looking on how can we change the world, and if you heard my last month that I talked about, and I've talked about this in many of my public speakers seminars or talks that I've done for Tanya for the last couple of years, I talked about how to save America $1 trillion by doing away with normal. And that's really what a paradigm pioneer is. A paradigm pioneer looks at what other people think can't happen. It's that if you say I can't, I'm going to say yes, I can, just watch me. And that's what you have to do. You have to look at what's your dream? What do you really want? What do you see needs to change in the world? And then what help do you need from other people in order to make that happen? Because you see, none of us can do this alone. None of us can change the world by ourselves. None of us can make the impact that we're intended to make all by ourselves, because we aren't created that way. We're created as unique individuals, separate with different skills, talents, and abilities, so that we can do what we do best. But we need other people to do what they do best to help support us in that process. So it really takes a team effort to make these changes. For example, if you're listening right now on this call or on your computer, wherever you are, whenever you are, all of that technology somebody came up with, somebody created, somebody had this dream that, hey, is it possible that we could, way back to Alexander Graham Bell, we could send sounds through airwaves? How crazy is that? And for me, a counselor, master's level social worker the last 25 years, the concept of doing this technology makes me want to vomit, to be honest. I am not one of those people who have any interest whatsoever to figure out how technology works. I just thank God that it does. I thank God somebody's passionate about doing it, because if that person wasn't there doing what they're doing, I would not be here doing what I'm doing right now. And fortunately, turning around just another mile, I was able to get back to the reception that I had before I went to where I was going, so that I can now talk with you, and hopefully you can hear me clearly as opposed to a couple miles away when I was out of range. It's so interesting how all of these things, whatever you're sitting on right now, maybe you're walking, but the shoes that you're walking on or the car that you're driving in, whatever it is, somebody created that. Somebody had an idea and they went forward as a paradigm pioneer, doing something different that other people had not done. The only difference between those people and the other people who may have had that same idea is that somebody didn't let people get in their way. They didn't let the stigma of, boy, that's a dumb idea, stand in their way. They wouldn't be bullied out of doing their dream because they believed in it. They had it in their heart. They knew it was what they were supposed to do. And that's my intention for everyone. When things happen, shift. When shift happens and life changes and things don't go the way you want, we have to deal with it. So why not create the change? Why not be the ones to be in the forefront of change as opposed to being dragged up behind and trying to fix the problems after they're already broken? Why not be in the forefront of it? With
with my brother, there were, you know, barriers. He had been in the hospital for several days the week prior to his death. He was on a liver transplant list, highest priorities, needs it immediately, but then they send him home. What's up with that? Does that make any sense? Why did they send him home? It's about dollars and cents. It's about meeting the right criteria. It's about crazy stuff that needs to change. So has this motivated me now in a new direction to try to facilitate change? Absolutely. And I hope it motivates you. I know everybody listening on this call or whenever you're listening to it, you too are upset, angry about the medical system, about how hard it is to get treatment, about how some people can and some can't, especially the mental health and the substance abuse. It is nearly impossible to get the treatment that we need, yet they build prisons and jails for people who desperately need the treatment. It does not make sense the way that it is. So what are you doing about it to facilitate change? What are you doing about the shift that is happening? Are you accepting the things that are coming along and just, you know, getting into that sense of learned helplessness that there's nothing I can do about it? It's, you know, I'm just helpless. Or are you taking the initiative to not give up on challenging the status quo and moving forward to make an impact on the world? Because everything you do at this moment, you have an opportunity to change the lives of the people around you, the people you'll have opportunity to meet tomorrow and the next day. And when those lives are changed, the people in their world changes. And it becomes an enormous worldwide happening. This Public Speakers Association is a great example of that. Tanya, who just 5-6 years ago was too shy to even get up and do a speech, now has this huge worldwide audience, has facilitated change in tons of people worldwide because she's had a vision, she had a dream, and she went for it, and she's doing it. And consequently, I have the opportunity to do the same, and so do you, whoever you are listening, if you're another speaker, another coach, or a would-be speaker or coach. You know what? That whole thing, we are all speakers. We are all coaches. Every day that we live, we are speaking to somebody. We are coaching someone, whether it's a coworker, our children, our friends. We are counselors and coaches and bosses, and we are people that can facilitate change and change the world literally because we are doing what we're supposed to be doing. So don't wait until everything changes around you. Yes, it's going to change, and it may not be in a way that you want, but if you're not out there voting, then don't complain about the legislators that are in office. If you aren't going to do something about the homeless people and find a way to offer them help, then don't complain about the homeless people begging for money outside your door or messing up your pretty, you know, lawn in the center of our city. If you're not going to do anything to help the alcoholic and the drug addict who desperately need treatment and the mentally ill person, then don't be upset when you're having to pay for them to be put in jail or prison because they just had another drunk driving accident and just killed somebody. You see, we've got to take initiative. We've got to take responsibility for all of these things in the world because it is our deal. Everything is our deal. We can't turn a blind eye to the person down the road or across the street or in the QB next to us because they are our brothers and sisters and our family, and they are people who need us that we have an opportunity to impact. And if we don't realize the impact we have day in and day out
then we are truly missing our calling of what it is we're supposed to do. Probably the most beneficial, important thing that one of my mentors said to me once was that expectations are premeditated resentment. If you don't have a pen, you might want to get one and write this one down. Hang it on your refrigerator. It'll change your life. Expectations are premeditated resentment. I did not like that, because her point to me was, if you're going to stay angry and bitter and resentful, then you can sit in it. That's your deal. That's not anybody's fault that you choose to set yourself up to be angry. You expect somebody to behave in a certain way, and if they don't, then you're all upset about it. It's the same thing in life. To expect my brother to live longer than me sets me up for huge disappointment and hurt and anger at, why did you do this? No, that's not what it's about. It's about, this is life. And to expect people to do things like remember your birthday and bring you flowers on Valentine's, talking to you women, and have your dinner ready when you get home from work, talking to your men, you're setting yourself up to be upset. That's why divorces are so prevalent, because nobody lives up to anybody's expectations. So, again, we have to take responsibility to make that shift happen and do it for ourselves. We've got to step out and say, what can I do to make this situation better? What can I do to change the world? Because it's going to change with or without me. The whole idea of shift happens, if you go onto YouTube and you type in shift happens, you may come up with something. I don't think I've put my video up there yet, but there are all kinds of videos. And the original video was done by a science teacher that went through the unbelievable amount of how quickly things are changing in our world. And truly, when this was done I think in 2014, by the time you get through with a technical school degree in computers, everything you've ever learned is already obsolete. That's how quickly things are changing. So that we need to realize change is going to happen, and we aren't going to like it. Remember when everything went digital in the medical field? Oh, boy, people were so upset. Now it's digital everywhere, and we're doing away with jobs. Shift happens. So what are we doing? How can we make that change? It has to do with what we in the counseling field call cognitive restructuring. It's about thinking differently, looking differently at things, having a different perspective on what can I do and make good out of this bad situation. So for me, kind of in closing here, I got a lot of things wrong with me. I have, alcoholic addicts, sexual abuse, abortions, have bipolar, I've got ADHD, I've got other health problems. And so what? So what do I do with it? There was a time when I was going to kill myself over it, but now I've used all of those things to impact the world and to help start homeless shelters and work with ex-cons and addicts and alcoholics. I've chosen to use every negative, bad thing that I've been through that's happened to me to help somebody else who doesn't have the hope. They don't have the H, help, the O, opportunity, the P, the praise, or E, the encouragement that they need to rise above all of that shifty things that have happened to them. They don't know how. That's our job. So if you're listening and you have learned anything today, you are important. That's what I want you to leave with. You are important. You can facilitate change. You can be a paradigm pioneer, and you can make a difference in this world, because that's what you're created to do. My name is Linda Larson Schlitz, and I am the founder and CEO of the Faucet of Hope. You can go to my website, faucetofhope.com,
and find some stuff there. I'm in the process of redoing my website some, but if you go to the events page, I just updated some things. I've got some more events coming up. I'm going to be doing seminars every week or two throughout the summer that is going to be focused on your purpose in life and how do you overcome that? How do you deal with the barriers? So that'll be a regular free workshop that'll be going on each week or every other week. And I do hope that you will sign up for that. I also have some freebies and I would love to send you my ebook on my life, my story. It's called the Ditzy Blonde Faucet. It's a God thing, and that's my life story, and I'd be happy to send you my whole ebook. It's a hard copy or paperback. You can get it on Amazon, but I'll send you the ebook if you write to me at Linda Larson with an O, Schlitz like the beer, LindaLarsonSchlitz.com, Linda@LindaLarsonSchlitz.com, and I will be happy to send that to you. So that's it for tonight, Tanya. If there's anybody with questions, I would love to answer any questions people might have. Back to you.